right, so we're keeping a track of this massive number of explosions. Waiting for some updates on this, but hundreds of explosions reported Monday night, Clinton Township. Hundreds of apparently stuff flying more than a mile. Straight, nothing hazardous here. Nothing hazardous. I'm looking for the name of the company here. I had it here earlier. It's Select Distributors. The supplier reportedly houses nitrous oxide tanks, novelty items, general merchandise. Dozens of emergency vehicles on the scene. Two people injured. Nobody killed. Quite a fire, though, apparently. Clinton Township Supervisor Bob Cannon said the fire was under control by about 11:15 last night. That's the good part. But the smoke and the junk in the air. But Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle said nothing hazardous in that smoke, so that's good news. Testing was mostly west of Grossbeck as the wind was pushing smoke westerly and semi-northerly. One firefighter was injured. Something went through the glass in front of the fire truck, and the glass kind of exploded and cut him, but all good, apparently. What a crazy night, though. Hundreds of explosions. I mean, that gets your attention. You know, with the state of the world today, that might make people a little bit nervous. Well, thankfully, you know, it wasn't anything too serious. And they were able to put that fire out. And so that's a good thing. There you have it. Let's see. Still coming, like I said, Senator Jim Runstedt, White Lake Republican. Had a chance to say hi and visit with him a little bit as we were down in McAllen, Texas. He was on the same trip with me here a little over a week ago now, as we got a firsthand look at what's going on. He wants to end sanctuary cities. We'll have him up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.